For Christmas, little Omar got a bright red bicycle, and his 2-year-old sister, Itan Dewi, got a pink plastic tricycle. Big gifts for a family that didn't have much money. Their mom, Betty Cardino, a good friend of mine, devoted her life to fighting for the rights of indigenous farmers in southern Mexico. Not a cause that brings in a big paycheck. But these two kids deserved a good Christmas after a rough year. Knowing I love bikes, Betty asks me to teach them how to ride. But it's not easy terrain. This pueblo, nestled in the mountains of a region called La Mixteca, has no paved streets. Tiny houses dot desert hillsides, and the streets are scarred by ruts from the water truck that struggles to make the climb. Itan Dewi bounces down the bumpy block in front of her grandmother's house on her own, while I run alongside Omarcito, doing my best to keep him upright. Tuckered out, the two melt into their grandmother's arms for a nap, and Betty and I sneak off before Christmas dinner. We climb up to the highest point in town, a small pink chapel that overlooks the valleys below. Smoke from coals stoked to warm tortillas rolls around with the smell of sage lifted from sun-baked land by cool evening air. Betty gazes out across her beautiful homeland. A tear streams down her cheek. The corrupt politics and greed disrupting life here make this sunset bittersweet. I'd known Betty for several years because she was building a network of small, community-run radio stations. I'd periodically come visit to teach basic audio skills. Betty saw the radio stations as a way for farmers and indigenous communities to share stories of struggle and survival, and to talk about ways to resist the pull of northward migration. The folks who'd worked this land for generations could no longer compete with the price of beans and corn in a globalized marketplace. They were heading north to work in the fields of corporate agriculture, to work on someone else's farm. But Betty didn't believe the death of rural communities was inevitable. Turns out, something so simple and essential, a desire to hold on to one's homeland, can get you in a lot of trouble. Her kids went to Grandma's house after Betty noticed an unmarked car kept following her home at night. Then someone broke into her office. Nothing was missing, but the floor was blanketed with Betty's notes about the communities where she worked. Then Betty got the phone call. The distorted voice of a man said, "You talk real pretty, but if you don't shut up, we'll cut out your tongue." And then I got the invitation from Betty to come for Christmas. It sounded warm, but Betty's Mexico is no Cancun. We both hoped my presence would send a message that people were paying attention. When Betty arrived at her mom's house on Christmas Day with the red bike and the pink trike and me in tow, it was the first time she'd seen her kids in over a month. And she let me teach them how to ride their brand new bikes. On New Year's Eve, with her kiddos snuggled in her arms, I asked Betty about her hopes for the future.
Tenemos muchos años resistiendo.
She tells me,
somos originarios de estas tierras.
It's hard to say exactly how we'll proceed, but we're from these lands, and we've been struggling to survive for many years. We have a long way to go, and we might die trying, but our kids will keep moving forward.
Pero creemos que es posible.
And over the next couple years, the violence in southern Mexico got worse and worse. Journalists and activists were killed and disappeared. And I watched from afar, because unlike Betty, I hadn't fully embraced the idea of dying to speak the truth. My ability to keep Betty in the back of my mind ended with a phone call from another friend in Mexico.
Hey, Tennessee, this is Seymour. Please call back when you get this message. Okay.
I called, and Simone told me Betty was traveling to a remote indigenous community, home to one of the radio stations I'd helped build. En route, she was murdered. The case remains unsolved to this day. It's been 11 years since that Christmas with Betty, and Omarcito and Itan Dewi have long outgrown their bikes, and yet I still think about them. I think about them because Christmas is all about crazy notions of a world without hardship and suffering, and we're a long way from that. We're much closer to a world where a mom, displaced from her home, has to go in search of a manger for her newborn babe. I hope we can all find safety and warmth this year, but I know just because it's Christmas, that's not guaranteed. But I find solace in Betty's spirit, her hope for a just and peaceful future amidst great uncertainty is what this time of year is all about for me.